morning.
Welcome
to worship here at St. Luke's Lutheran Church. It's always a delight to see people gathered here in our church, and welcome to those who are joining us more remotely. It is the first Sunday of the month, and therefore the date that we recognize birthdays and anniversaries. For birthdays this month, we have Jan Nelson, and we have Bill Hawley. Do we have any other birthdays this month? Let's pray for those who have birthdays. Good and gracious God, we thank you so much for the gift of life. We thank you so much for both Jan and for Bill, who bless this congregation and this community so much. Be with them during the course of this coming year. Walk beside them every step of the way, whether that way is rocky or whether that way is smooth. Just let them know that you are with them always. And we ask all things in your holy and precious name. Amen. We also have an anniversary. It is the anniversary of our church. Yay! Yay, St. Luke's! Let me read what Lois put together for me. It says, happy 105th birthday to St. Luke's Lutheran Church. 105 years ago, Buffalo was chosen as a place to start a Lutheran church for the Danish immigrants. On February 4, 1919, St. Luke's Lutheran Church was organized with 50 adult charter members and 47 children. Today, there is a fourth and fifth generation of one of the organizing families still active in St. Luke's. The church was part of the United Danish Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. The Northern Wyoming Land Company, the immigration divisions of the Wyoming Railroad, was influential in Buffalo being chosen as the destination. As a thank you to the community of Buffalo and in honor of its 100th anniversary, the church placed a memorial bench to be used on the walking path in the Wyoming Plains Heritage Park, east of Buffalo. It is in the area of the Wyoming Railroad section of the trail. And so during fellowship time, you can hear a little bit more about the history of our church from Lois. She's brought some items that are on the table that you can take a look at. And there's also cake. Cake will do it every time, right? I see Tessa shaking her head. Yeah, oh yeah, I'll be there for cake. So remember to join us for cake. And we have a few announcements. Our food pantry volunteers for this week are Shirley Gorman, Linda Morgan, and Mary Lett. We have Bible study here Tuesday at 10 o'clock. We've been talking about starting the purpose-driven life, but we may have a little change of plans. We'll talk about that on Tuesday. Men's breakfast is Wednesday, 8 o'clock, same location it's been for the last few months, which is Southside Grill, unless something happens at Southside Grill. Youth and confirmation is Wednesday at 5:45 p.m. Bell Choir will be practicing Thursday at 1 o'clock. And a reminder that next week is something called the Super Bowl, right?
What?
Yeah, I vaguely heard of something called a Super Bowl. Well, I'm really not concerned about baseball, a basketball, whatever that is. I'm much more concerned about soup or bowl. So as we did last year, we will have Super Bowl Sunday, which means that we will have boxes for each of the two teams that are competing in this Super Bowl thing. And we ask that you bring soup or any other non-perishable item to place in the boxes of the team that you want to support. And if you don't care, just choose a team or just place it in front of the box. Strangely enough, last year, in both my churches, the most items were actually in the boxes of the winning team. So maybe there's something to this. Just letting you know. So please bring your non-perishable items next week. They will benefit our Bread of Life food pantry. Okay? Are there any other announcements? If not, please stand as you're able for the confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit so that we may live and serve you in newness of life through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Let us join together in our gathering song, number 618, Guide Me Ever, Great Redeemer. Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Everlasting God, you give strength to the weak and power to the faint. Make us agents of your healing and wholeness, that your good news may be made known to the ends of your creation, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
God speaks to us in scripture reading, preaching, and psalm. The first reading is from Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 21 through 31. The Judeans in exile have a good reason to be hopeful. The one who will bring them to freedom is the God who created the world, the God who subdues the rulers of the earth and gives strength to those who are weary. A reading from Isaiah. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told to you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to live in, who brings princes to naught and makes rulers of the earth as nothing. Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth. When he blows upon them, they wither, and the tempest carries them off like stubble. To whom, then, will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see, who created these, who brings out the hosts and numbers them, calling them all by name. Because he is great in strength, mighty in power. Not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read responsively Psalm 147, chapters 1 through 11 and 22. Hallelujah! How good is it to sing praises to our God! How pleasant it is to honor God with praise!
The Lord rebuilds Jerusalem and gathers the exiles of Israel.
The Lord heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. There is no limit to God's wisdom.
The Lord lifts up the lowly and casts the wicked to the ground.
Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make music upon the harp to our God. God provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they cry.
God is not impressed by the might of the horse. He has no pleasure in the speed of the runner.
But finds pleasure in those who fear the Lord and in those who await God's steadfast love. Hallelujah! The second reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 16 through 13. God entrusted Paul with the responsibility of bringing the gospel to diverse people. Hence, the focus of Paul's ministry is not his own rights or privileges as an apostle, but the privilege of serving God by freely sharing the good news of Christ with others. A reading from 1 Corinthians. If I proclaim the gospel, this gives me no ground for boasting. For an obligation is laid upon me, and woe to me if I do not proclaim the gospel. For if I do this of my own will, I have a reward. But if not of my own will, I am entrusted with a commission. What then is my reward? Just this, that in my proclamation I may make the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my rights in the gospel. For though I am free with all respect, I have made myself a slave to all, so that I might win more of them. To the Jews I became as a Jew, in order to win the Jews. To those under the law I became as one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law I became as one outside the law, though I am not free from God's law, but I am under Christ's law, so that I might win those outside the law. To the weak I became weak, so that I might win the weak. I have become all these things to all people, that I might by all means save some. I do this for the sake of the gospel, so that I may share in its blessings. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. As soon as Jesus and the disciples left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now, Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening, at sunset, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases, and cast out many demons, and he would not permit the demons to speak, because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Do I have any kids who want to come forward? Come on. God gave us free will, yes. He gave us the free will to make choices. Now, I know that there are a lot of people who are not feeling well, or they're sick right now, or they're going to have surgery. And we place a lot of power in our doctors and our nurses and our care providers, right? And rightfully so. But where is the ultimate power? In God. And I know I was talking to people recently who want to keep a lot of that power for themselves, and they want to take from God the things that belong to God, and they want to be in control of everything. And you know what happens to them? They get stressed out, don't they? Because there are lots of things we want to take on ourselves that we really should give to God. And sometimes healing is one of those things. Sometimes we have to give to God the things that are going on, the healing that's needed of mind or body or spirit, because God's the one who ultimately is in charge. And sometimes we humans want the power, but we don't really have the power. And I think in our readings today, when we hear of the majesty of creation and the power of God, it's a reminder that we need to give to God the power that belongs to God. And remember that we're just creation. So let us pray. Good and gracious God, we thank you for the reminder that you are the creator of all things, that you created us, and that you are the one who has ultimate power and authority. And so, Lord, in those instances when we try to take over that power, and we try to take what belongs to you, remind us that we need to put things into your hands. We need to give things over to you and let you take care of them. Because, Lord, we don't have that sort of power. That power resides in you, Lord. And so thank you, Lord, for this reminder of how good and gracious and powerful you are. Thank you for coming forward. Why don't you stay with me, though, because we're going to do something I'm going to need to help. Okay? I want to sit right here for a minute. I want to talk to the rest of the folks for just a little bit. I'm going to need some help. Okay? So, O Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, a rock and a redeemer. Amen. So not only did we have readings that talk about God and creation and power, but we have this reading in the Gospel of Matthew that talks about healing. In last week's Gospel, Jesus healed someone who was possessed by an unclean spirit. And do you remember how he healed that person? He spoke to the spirit directly and told it to be silent and told it to leave that individual, and it obeyed. And today, they've left the synagogue and they go over to the house of Simon and Andrew and Simon's mother-in-law and Simon's wife, and who knows how many other people are in this house. But Simon's mother-in-law is sick. She has a fever, and it must be pretty bad if it was bad enough to tell Jesus about it. And so they tell Jesus about this woman who is in bed with a fever, and he goes over to her, and he touches her. He touches her hand and lifts her up. He doesn't even have to speak. All he has to do is touch her, and she's made whole, and she gets up and starts to serve. And then that evening, once the Sabbath was over, the people started to come because they wanted to be healed. If I knew that there were a healer in town, I'd be rushing to him too, wouldn't you? And so they did. The whole town came out. They brought their sick people with them. They brought themselves if they were sick. And Jesus worked into the night until it was very, very late. And while it was still dark, he went to a deserted place to pray because he was undoubtedly exhausted and he needed to spend some prayer time with his Father in order to have the energy to recharge himself so that he could do it over again. And he's interrupted as he's trying to pray. The disciples come to him and say, "The people are looking for you." And his response was, "And we need to go somewhere else because they will keep looking for me. And my job is to go and proclaim the good news. And so he does. He goes out and he continues to preach and he continues to heal. It's been a long time since we've done a healing service. It's been about a year, and so there was a request for one. So what I'm going to ask is that if you desire to have prayer for healing of any sort, that you come forward, and these kids are going to help me. We're just going to lay hands on you. And if you have need of a prayer shawl is a reminder that you are not alone, that God loves you. And you wrap it around your shoulders as a reminder of God's ever-present love. If you'd like a prayer shawl, we'll make sure to get one to you. We have some here and we have some there. So I'm going to ask that we just be quiet for a few moments, and then you come forward as the Spirit moves you, and we will pray with you and over you. And as people come forward, pray for them. It's a reminder that we need prayer. We need to remember that God is in charge of our healing and to go to Him in prayer. And let us pray together. We give praise and thanks to you, O God. In Jesus Christ, you have given us life, brought ministry, forgiveness, healing, and peace, commanded the disciples to heal the sick, and continued the healing ministry among us to this day. Keep us mindful of your love and mercy, that we may be faithful throughout all our days. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Let us remember to pray for one another. And now let us join in our hymn of the day, Healer of Our Every Ill, number 612. Let us confess our faith together using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. As we celebrate Christ embodied in human form, we pray for God's blessing on the church, the world, and all of creation.
Everlasting God, you bring your healing power to the church. Give your church a spirit of unity and prayer, that we discern your way for us in the world. God of grace,
receive our prayer. Creator of the ends of the earth, you make the grass grow and send rain for the soil. Bring your creation into harmony and balance. Give animals their food and provide healthy shelter for your people. Inspire us to honor the miraculous beauty of all that you have made. God of grace, receive our prayer.
God without equal, your steadfast love endures forever. Bring the leaders, elected officials, and peacekeepers of our towns and countries into understanding and unity. Guide them to serve with compassion and understanding. God of grace,
receive our prayer. God who strengthens, you lift up with your hand any who are suffering. Heal those who are brokenhearted and strengthen the weak and all in need. We pray especially for those who are on our prayer chain and those we name aloud or in the quietness of our hearts. God of grace, receive our prayer.
God who gives power to the faint, challenge us to share the faith stories of what God has done in our lives. Open us to receive the unique ways God is at work in your people, especially those whose perspectives challenge our own. God of grace,
receive our prayer. God who calls each star by name, we remember all who died, especially those that we name aloud or in the quietness of our hearts. Shelter all who mourn with your mercy and care, and give us hope in your promised salvation. God of grace, receive our prayer. Knowing the Holy Spirit intercedes for us, we offer these prayers and the silent prayers of our hearts in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share with one another a sign of that peace. And we thank you for supporting the ministries of St. Luke's Lutheran Church with your tithes and your offerings.
Thank you.
himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Thank you. Thank you. Christ is with you. Share the good news.
Thanks be to God.
Amazing.